When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My Seven Chakras, episode 286.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body, from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jai Kumar.
Hey everyone, this is AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, the show where we provide you ancient wisdom for the modern mind that will, without a doubt, immediately inspire, motivate, and compel you to transform your life. So, if you're new to the show, then I want to give you a warm, warm welcome and know that you are in the right spot. You have been divinely guided to this episode, so get ready for this. Today is book read day, which means that I'll be reading out an excerpt from a book that has really touched my heart. Books written by previous guests on our show, maybe distant mentors, or even friends that have recently released an amazing book. And today's book is called Embodying the Power of the Zero Stress Zone, written by Yogi Amrit Desai and compiled by my friend Peggy Silfon, who's been on our show twice now. Now, Yogi Amrit Desai is an internationally renowned yoga master and one of the earliest pioneers of yoga in the US. For more than 40 years, he has offered authentic teachings of yoga and Vedic culture from the ancient tradition of India to people in the West. And he founded the Yoga Society that has become Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health. Now, this book shares deep philosophical understandings of ancient sacred teachings in an approachable way that allows you to be directly connected to the truth of existence and reveal your spirit-driven purpose. These practices are explained so that you may apply them practically in your everyday life. Now, before we begin this fascinating excerpt that I've specifically chosen for you, I've got a quick announcement for you. If you love the chakras and you really want to work on your chakras to find out what they can unlock for you, then you might want to attend the free live training that I've put together for you this Thursday. The link you need is my7chakras.com/live training. Now, on this training, we will look at the fascinating human energy system. I will talk to you about the one reason why so many people don't experience the results with chakra balancing. And I'll teach you some simple yet really effective techniques to balance and clear your chakras. The link that you need is www.my7chakras.com/live training. That's my seven is a word, my7chakras.com/live training, and I'll see you there. And with that being said, let's get back to our special episode today, during which I will be reading out a carefully chosen passage from the book Embodying the Power of the Zero Stress Zone. So let go, relax, and get ready to listen to some amazing wisdom. Chapter 11, Practicing Yoga in Your Life. Yoga has passed the tipping point, the threshold where it's become a trendy practice that may result in increased flexibility and balance. Many mistakenly believe that yoga is just a stream of physical exercises. Postures form one piece of the yoga puzzle, but engaging in just that part of yoga without a deeper understanding can actually cause stress. In fact, the flood of yoga studio openings across the country has been a big boon to chiropractors, as unskilled practitioners teach postures without respect to the body and without mindfulness of mental agitations and disengagements. The authentic yoga is a lifestyle of right choices that feed the body and soul, available and accessible to everyone at any moment and in any point in one's life. not just on the yoga mat. When the ego mind is the performer of postures, your mind is actively engaged in self-criticism, comparing your performance with others, and judging yourself and others. Your mind is agitated and engaged in internal conflict, even as your body is engaged in performing postures. The constant internal conflict causes your mind to be restless. Whenever you are mentally agitated and emotionally reactive to whatever you are facing at any given moment, you are in the posture of ego. In defining what yoga is, Yogi Patanjali, the ancient authority, says, "Yoga means witnessing the mental modifications. Yoga chitavritti nirodha." Whatever yoga form you practice, the highest priority and fundamental purpose is to eliminate mental agitations and emotional reactions. Performing yoga postures, you must change from an ego-driven posture, externally placing the body in a so-called yoga posture, and internally engage the mind, removing the ego mind. No one has explained Patanjali Yoga Sutra as the manual of yoga. All have translated it as philosophies instead of building it into one's practice, as does I Am Yoga. In I Am Yoga, practice is motivated by integrative intention, the posture of consciousness that takes you into the zero stress zone. Understanding how to use yoga in your life. The I Am technique, as revealed in this book, has brought together some of the most ancient core values and principles that take the popular approach to the practice of yoga into a whole new dimension. It is designed not as a technique for the physical or mental discipline, but to take you into the very innermost meaning and experience of the practice. You're not just learning how to practice yoga postures for increased physical benefits such as losing weight, increasing flexibility, or learning a technique for temporary relaxation. Instead, you restore your connection to the consciousness by using yoga postures, breathwork, and mental discipline as a medium to establish and awaken the heart and higher centers of integrated consciousness. Thousands of people practice yoga in the form of an aerobic physical discipline. Often they go into the most complicated postures that focus on flexibility instead of experiencing a connection to the consciousness. I Am Yoga reaches the inner depth and allows you to manage, monitor, and transform thoughts, feelings, and emotions that cause all physical problems or inhibitions. The edge. Yoga, like life, happens on the edge. When you enter a posture, notice what happens when you come to the edge where you cannot go any further. An argument with your spouse, a disagreement with your boss, or an irritation of being stuck in traffic may serve as a yoga posture. For most people, on their first edge, they experience a subtle fight or flight reaction and it turns into a battleground. This is an ego posture. Instead, when you dismantle your reaction by practicing pratyahara and withdrawing your reaction to that edge, you turn that reaction into conscious, deliberate action. You relax, and by using a specific breath, such as the straw breath in the quantum breath meditation, you convert the reactive pattern into a response. You accept yourself just the way you are and withdraw from self-criticism, fear, comparison of your performance with others, and judgment of others. At this point, you convert your ego-oriented reaction into conscious action. Most people who perform yoga postures react to the edge, which represents a psychosomatic blockage. Every physical block has a psychological component. You cannot fight these psychosomatic blockages by breaking through them, because you cannot solve the problems of the ego mind by the same ego mind that created them. To transcend from ego mind to a superconscious state requires conscious withdrawal from the ego posture, letting go of fears, self-judgments, self-criticism, and pre-programmed reactions and entering a mindful connection to the posture of consciousness. In I Am Yoga, every time you arrive at an edge, you withdraw from your reaction and transition from Hatha Yoga into Raja Yoga, where you develop the ability to manage your own emotional reactions. Once you dismantle your reactive patterns on the edge, you dismantle your pre-programmed past. The technique of transitioning from the psychosomatic edge on a yoga mat can apply to daily life. When you practice the posture of consciousness in your everyday life, you know how not to be edgy on the edge. People who have developed only yoga flexibility, temporary relaxation, or perfected postures are not prepared to face the mental, physical, and emotional challenges of life. They have not cultivated the consciousness, and their yoga skills fail to carry over into their personal, business, or family lives. For instance, when they have a conflict with a loved one or a boss, how will they solve the stress they've created? Will they do a yoga posture, stand on their head, and exclaim that the situation is resolved? The practice of posture of consciousness yoga is extensively used as a medium for healing and transformation. Extensive research and study into the unique contribution of yogic science has revealed the validity and practical applications for restoring well-being. Using the past. The flow of time allows the past to orient you in the present. It is perfectly acceptable to use the past experiences wisely as seeds for learning, developing, and preventing repetition of mistakes. However, if you are always trying to get back to conditions of the past or flee from them, you remove yourself from the natural flow and impede your own development. You get stuck in an energetic quicksand that suffocates all your power and buries your authentic self. You become disintegrated, overwhelmed, and crushed by life. Allowing yourself to align with the natural flow moves you closer to the deepest levels of integration. As that feeling occurs, there is an immediate sense of joy, of happiness, of oneness. Relaxation and stress. Often the word relaxation relates to the most surface level application used as an antidote to stress, but completely different from the zero stress zone. While watching television, drinking alcohol, reading, talking on the phone, and so forth, you experience a temporary sense of relaxation, but these choices can actually cause more stress. Through the I Am techniques, you drop into the innermost core of your being, where all the stress and stress-related blocks created by the ego mind on physical, mental, and emotional levels are released. As you move more toward the zero stress zone, you reach deeper levels of integration where all conflicting forces of body, mind, heart, and soul are brought into perfect balance, harmony, and unification. You connect with your true self as you embrace, recognize, and accept yourself. You are empowered. Your energies become vitalized as the channels and meridians of your body are opened and flowing. You see with more clarity, you understand with more insight, and you perform at the peak, feeling on top of the world. In this practice of the posture of consciousness, deliberate action moves you toward the non-doing, integrative state of being. You drop into non-doing presence. In that state of contentless consciousness, you know who you are. When you empty your mind of reactive thoughts and feelings about yourself, what remains is the essence of your being. You are non-reactive presence. You merge into oneness, into the zero stress zone. Hey there, Action Tribe. I hope you enjoyed today's session, and I hope you're ready to make some changes, some small tweaks in your life that will ultimately snowball and carry you in a brand new direction. If you have enjoyed listening, then make sure you grab a copy of this book on Amazon. Go to my7chakras.com/286book. That's my7chakras.com/286 book. This will automatically redirect you to Amazon so that you can get more info about this book. If you prefer listening to the audiobook instead, then Audible is offering all our listeners one free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial so that you can get to check out their amazing service. Now, this particular book, I believe, is not available on Audible, but you can check out some other books. In case you want CDs of this book's audio version, then I'm going to link to that in the show notes. So make sure you check that out and grab your CDs. Is that all right? Now, if you are on Instagram, then take a screenshot while you're listening and tag me on Instagram, because I'd love to connect with you. I love listening to what my listeners have to share. My Instagram is at my7chakras. That's at my7chakras. If there's a specific book that you'd like for me to read, then reach out via email. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. Super simple, aj@my7chakras.com, and use the headline AJ Book Reads and tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what book you'd like to hear on this edition. And I'd like to hear your thoughts, your experiences, any epiphanies that you had while listening, or any magical moments that you enjoyed. All is welcome. Please send it my way. I hope you enjoyed today's session. Have a great day. And until next time, keep taking action.
You're listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.